In 1968, James Richardson was found guilty of poisoning his 7 children to death and spent 21 years in prison, including several years on death row. The children's former babysitter admitted to the murders in 1988. The next year, Richardson was released from prison following a review of his case, which found evidence of perjured testimony in his trial and a faulty investigation of the murders. Richardson was the first person in Florida to petition for compensation through the 2008 Victims of Wrongful Incarceration Compensation Act. The act provides $50,000 to victims for each year they spend in prison. Richardson's attorney, Richard Barrar, says his client's case doesn't apply the way the law is written now.
The statute that was passed was really designed for those who can establish their innocence through DNA. And since DNA didn't exist back in the late 60s and all the evidence had been destroyed, there was no way for us to show what we needed to show according to the administrative law judge.
State Senator Geraldine Thompson and Representative David Koerner have filed companion bills that would amend the law to allow Richardson, now 78, to receive compensation. The Senate version will be considered in its final committee stop Monday. The House bill still has 2 committee stops before a vote by the full chamber. John Davis, WGCU News.